The sorry state of our health affairs in this country and the term of the Office for the Health Ombud, Professor Malegapuru Makhoba, ends on the 31st of May 2023. After serving his full term of 7 years, he's the first health ombud in South Africa. He's also been rather outspoken. Let's bring in our reporter, Nokukhanya Mtambo, who listened to his address. Good afternoon to you. What did he say?
Good afternoon, Jane, apologies. So it certainly is a sorry state of affairs, like you've said, in the health department. And that's exactly what the outgoing health ombudsman has told us today. But he hasn't been apologetic about that, Jane. As you said, he's been quite outspoken throughout his 7-year term. It's not just a thing of today where he's finally ending his term. He has been very critical of the state of the healthcare sector across the country, but also zooming into Gauteng, calling it the problem child. This province in particular has seen the bulk of the complaints from the public coming to the ombudsman's office. In total, he's investigated about 10,000 complaints across the country within those 7 years. And of those 10,000, Jane, about half of those come from the province of Gauteng. And he says one of the prevailing issues or the prevailing trends that he's noted in that instance is that it's been an issue of governance and an issue of capacity above anything else. A lot of people might remember the ombudsman having investigated some of the key incidents in the country, including Lycosetamania, as well as looking into the Rahuma Musa Mother and Child Hospital, Jane, and some of the incidents that we've seen there. And again, what he says is the notable trend is that it's an issue at the end of the day of governance across these hospitals, across the clinics as well in the country. And I'll have you listen to that scathing assessment that he made of the Gauteng Health Department, liking it to
Eskom,
Jane.
I thought I was unfortunate when I was made the chairman of Eskom, or interim chairperson of Eskom, because what you observe at Eskom is what you see in the Gauteng Health Department. They keep on changing people all the time, and they are not moving forward. In fact, I used to believe that maybe they should have a meeting to try and share strategies of how they can avoid having the problems they have, but unfortunately, they didn't do that. But they are very, what you observe in Gauteng Health Province, Health Department, and at Eskom, similar problems. No leadership, no capacity, no vision. Of course, they will blame someone else. Apartheid, I think.
And you really do wonder what sort of impact his findings have on the department and what it means for us going forward.